have time now, I'll do it because I got to go work out in an hour.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great if you don't mind. I'd love to do it now.
No, let's do it now. That way we'll be done. Then I'll have to worry about missing you.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead and start off. What's the greatest thing about having as much influence as you do on a lot of people, or what's the best thing about being famous?
Well, I don't think I'm famous, but it's good to know that people understand the message of the journey of the movie Rudy. I think that's important, knowing that they stick in there and they understand that patience is important. They understand that if they're committed to something, it does work, even though it doesn't look like it sometimes. There's other ways of getting it done. So I think that's important for them to have a faith that if they keep trying, there's other ways of getting things done. I think that's what gets me excited about the fact that people understand that message.
Now, if you could go back to the beginning of your life, would you do anything differently?
No. Or I wouldn't be talking to you. I think we're all here to make mistakes and correct them, and we're here to learn. And if you go back, I can't go back. I guess I don't look at it like that. I think God has a reason for us doing what we're doing, has a purpose for us learning the way we learn. If I had to do anything different, just that, I think I would have paid more attention to my parents.
Now, did you view your dyslexia as a disability or just another obstacle in life to overcome?
One, you don't know you have it, but you make that until later on in life. It was a disability for the longest time because you didn't know what was wrong with you. You didn't understand until you found out that you had to learn differently. Your life changed at that point.
How did you feel about getting an honorary doctorate from the Our Lady of Holy Cross?
Well, it's the second one I got. And it's always an honor that higher education recognizes that hard work and not sometimes you look at aptitude tests as the answer, but your character and the way you approach education that you're inspired to learn. Pays off. So it's good to see the higher education recognized, and inspiration is the key to education.
Now, how does it feel to be likely one of the most all-time most inspirational athletes in the realm of American athletics?
Well, I don't know if I look at myself as the most inspirational. There are many athletes that never really come to the forefront that are more inspirational than I am. Came back from tough environments, kids who came back from tough accidents, kids who came back with all kinds of adversity. And I guess I represented all of them in a way that they can identify what they go through. And I think simplicity is powerful. And what I mean by that is when people can relate to the normal struggle, knowing that people like myself, or I watch others, just have a will to win and a will to succeed in life, means a lot in life. And that's a big, big statement in life. Not on the field sometimes, because on the field, it's how the ball bounces or how the referee calls the play. So it's life is more important. I think learning from the game and taking it into life. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received, and who did you get it from?
Well, the best piece of advice that I have was from my high school football coach, Gordon Gillespie. His advice to me is be Rudy, and don't ever quit being Rudy.
Excellent. What's the greatest fan letter you ever received?
You know, I received so many, and I think one of the biggest tributes I've had is from President George Bush, 41. Him and Barbara Bush watched the movie the night before the second election of their son, George. And the other compliment I got was from President Clinton and Hillary Clinton when they brought me to the White House.
Absolutely. Do you think the realm of athletics has gotten too hung up on stats when the real measure of sport is heart and desire?
Well, yeah, because it's an entertainment business now, and that's how they, kids are looking at the value of the dollar, the value of what their contract's going to be, or the value of winning on the field. So it's out of whack in so many different ways. So it disturbs me that sports are like this today, and I think you could agree with me if it wasn't for television brings that to the forefront, and media, and the love of the game is sometimes hard to find today.
Absolutely. So piggybacking off of that, how much do you think the world of sports has changed since you played?
It's changed in many different ways. Number one, better athletes, or better conditioned athletes, better coaching, better technique, better faster way to get information. All that said, and much smarter players today. Because it's more of a study and how they put the game. They really learn the principles of the game in so many different ways. So it's because of internet. It's because of technology. It's because of our kids today know as much as a football coach because of the X Games and all that. Not the X Games, but what do you call that?
The fantasy football stuff? Yeah.
And they can out-coach. It has changed.
Absolutely. Who do you admire the most in this life?
Well, you always come back to your parents, of course, and how they stick in there. So my parents are 87 years old, and you still go to them for advice. And you look at your wife and how she raises the kids and how a man... basically, a husband and a wife. You look at those people, the sacrifices that they made to make your life a better life is incredible. And I think that's... And then you look at people outside that deal with all kinds of adversity and make it. So you go in the family, then you go outside the family. And outside the family, they're just regular people who stick in there. I admire that. There's so many... There's just that one. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely it does. Yeah. What else do you want to accomplish in this life?
Say what?
What else do you want to accomplish in life?
Well, I want to give up more messages at a higher level in my terms in the faith-based movies. Get more involved with that. And with the Rudy Foundation, we like to expand that to a higher level of helping kids and their self-esteem and become better people through believing in themselves. So those are the two areas that I think are important for me right now.
And finally, when folks walk away from hearing your story, how do you want them to remember you?
Well, I hope they remember Rudy. I don't know. I mean, they walk away now. He never quit. And I like for people to see me on a personal level, see me not only as a never quit guy, but a guy that has a moral compass in life and does things from his heart. And he's very transparent. I am transparent in a lot of ways because I give people a lot of second chances, and sometimes I think people want to look at me as I don't know. It's hard to say. I just want them to remember me as Rudy didn't give up on me, or Rudy didn't give up on himself. That type of thing.
Absolutely. Rudy, that's all I have. I got to say, on a personal level, I watched the film with my 12-year-old for the first time last night, and every time I watch it, I shed a lot of tears, and I personally just want to thank you for putting it out there, and you're amazing.
Yeah, you know, I have to ask you a question, because you watched it with your 12-year-old. As you know, 12-year-olds, they start to struggle a little bit with their brush or my writer.
It's a boy.
How did he identify to the movie?
He loved it. I think he really fed off my wife and I's feelings about it. And I think the entire story he's an athlete. He does soccer and he does karate. And I think on a lot of levels, you know, from seeing how you lost your friend to getting inspired to go back to school, there's multiple levels of inspiration. And I think all of that compounded just really moved him. And, you know, that's the way I felt. I lost my best friend when I was 17. I remember when I saw the film, there were so many things about that film. I've always felt like I've had to carry a piece of that friend of me in me. And just, the entire journey is huge. And then, of course, when you got carried off the field, that's it. The tissues come out. They're flying. So it's amazing. And I think you've done an amazing service just being yourself. And I think that's the coolest story around.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that you're saying that, you know, the a tragedy like that, you turn that tragedy into a purpose, you learn that life is short and you better live it right. You might as well go after your dream. Don't let other people take it from you. And that's what I learned from that. That's kind of like a spiritual side that was connected. I think you're kind of like saying the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the one other question I did have was, did you write a book about your story that Hollywood picked up on? How did that come to fruition?
Yeah, that's a whole story in itself, or another journey, because I think that's more inspirational than going to Notre Dame. I got inspired by people telling me every now and then that's what you did at Notre Dame really inspirational. Just little, they would pick up little tidbits and I would tell them the story, they would really be inspired. Then I would see movies like Rocky and Field of Dreams. Then I started getting inspired about making a movie. And then I started my journey out to Hollywood to go towards that goal. And it took me 10 years to penetrate, to get to the right people. But it was worth it. Then it took me another total of 10 years to get Notre Dame and Hollywood to come together to trust each other.
Sure.
I think that was the big challenge, because Notre Dame, they work so hard on their image, and they don't trust too many people outside their zone for people to market them. But I had to get Hollywood and Notre Dame on the same page of spirituality and what Notre Dame, Christianity and Catholicism, and you know, it's not about religion, it's about faith.
Sure.
And that was a hard one to penetrate, but we did it.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I was telling my son when we were watching it, you know, I remember Lou Holtz and that dynasty. You know, Notre Dame's always had a dynasty throughout the generations, and that was kind of cool to talk to him about that. So, I mean, it's a whole different experience to see it as somebody without kids, and then when you have kids and you get to live through them, the movie, it's multiple levels of good feelings going on. So,
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Because the movie, Rudy will always be with kids,
yeah.
You know? But Lou Holtz won't, because Lou Holtz is there. They don't see Lou Holtz now. They don't hear about Lou Holtz now. Just even like Joe Montana. It's interesting. But the movie Rudy's always out there, and that's what kids will always remember. And maybe that's the biggest gift that I have had by having that movie made, and that legacy lives forever.
Absolutely. Well, Rudy, I appreciate you taking your time out. And
yeah, it's funny, because this is the time I get up to go work out. And I said, who the heck is calling me?
Well, I apologize. And thanks for being such a great sport and such an inspiration, sir.
Hey, no problem. Well, thanks for calling. And what do you do with this interview?
I will put this, it'll be a multimedia interview. I will have some images and just kind of an audio piece here, and it'll be put on the website, and there's a massive audience that will hear it.
Great.
great.
So,
if you ever have to follow up with me, please do. Especially on these movies we're putting out there. So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir, and you have a great day.
You too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.